It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
Who's on the examination DVD table, Doctor?
Hey, well, we're actually...
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Mikey?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Welcome back to BFM.
Oh,
loving you, of course, Maria.
Yeah. Hey, we're talking about Hedy Lamarr, which is the name. She's a person. She was a person. She was an American film actress and inventor.
And what, what era?
Well, she was born in 1914 in Austria, and she was a Jew, and she started off in some pretty controversial films, such as Ecstasy, where she appears pretty... There's some banging going on there.
Excuse me?
No, there's no technical banging in Ecstasy, but she does get a bit naked, and it's from 1933, and she's this very glamorous movie star. And
People weren't publicly getting naked very often in 1933.
They weren't, no, especially not in black and white films. She moved to Paris, then travelled to London. She met Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer studio head.
People who were getting naked in 1933 pretty much did the old... Paris, London.
That's right. Yeah, they did. And if you look at her, you can totally see why.
No point saying you're a sleepy country town if you're going to be getting naked in 1933.
I know. Yeah, you had to move to a big city to get naked. You know, she's got this kind of smoky, sultry look, and she's this wonderful actor, and bloody blah. She got arrested for shoplifting. I'm just trying to backfill because...
So she's like Winona Ryder, but nude.
That's really good. Yes, she is, except she has one small difference, because secretly at night she was a tinkerer, and don't take that the wrong way. She used to start all these little processes of invention, and she was kind of like this weird little pseudo-scientist. She worked a lot with an aviation tycoon called Howard Hughes, and she suggested that he change his very square design in his aeroplanes to a more streamlined shape based on the pictures of birds.
There wasn't a lot of respect for a free-thinking woman back in those times.
I know. So she was very much held to account by her beauty and her acting, but behind the scenes she was actually kind of like this
amazing engineer.
Engineering concept. Scientific genius.
Wow.
She also was responsible for... a thing called it's called frequency hopping, and I'm not a scientist, so I don't know enough about it, but effectively it has become the basis for Bluetooth and Wi-Fi.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So this documentary is all
amazing.
About this irony, you know, where she's this glamorous movie star, and she's actually behind the scenes this wacky inventor.
And the world doesn't really get to hear about it properly for 100 years.
Correct.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, so she's contributed a huge amount to society.
Is that the case, or is it just there hasn't been a documentary about it?
There hasn't been a documentary.
But people were aware of her multitude of abilities?
Yeah, behind the scenes a bit. I mean, you know, like the US Navy actually picked up frequency hopping and started to develop things like Bluetooth.
They didn't say, thanks to Hedy Lamarr. Thank you, Ms. Lamarr.
They did not. And actually, it was patented, but they never paid her for it. You know, just little things like
bastards,
that.
Those
bastards, eh? Those bastards. Yeah, so in the 1990s, a Forbes magazine journalist called Fleming Meeks. Fleming Meeks. He was an investigative reporter, and he started digging around and found...
Hi, Fleming Meeks.
Fleming Meeks.
Can I ask you a few questions?
Yeah, so she certainly got some recognition, finally, but no money. So, yeah, it's a bit tough, isn't it? So being a remarkable person across the sphere...
It's crazy, wow.
Gosh, Tess has just turned into Sarah. I just turned...
Sarah just trotted in like a My Little Pony, I'm going to say.
Excuse me?
So wrong.
I was just going to tell you my
favourite... It was a trot, though.
My favourite Hedy Lamarr quote.
Oh, please.
Oh, she's not. She's a wordsmith as well.
Well, Sarah's pretty, a wordsmith. Pretty great quote. It's any girl can look glamorous. All you have to do is stand still and look stupid.
Oh.
I love her. She's so clever.
She is so clever. That's the thing. So clever.
There's some great smash 'em down quotes from that era.
Yeah. So, fabulous actor, amazingly...
Good documentary?
Amazing documentary. Yes.
Captivating documentary, I'd
captivating,
imagine.
Captivating. I mean, you get all that gorgeous old footage of her being a movie star, but when you think about it, yeah, maybe you could stream it on your Wi-Fi or connect to it by Bluetooth.
Ooh,
and suddenly she's...
Really? And watch it in a plane?
Yeah. So she's multi-talented, right?
And make smart-ass offhand comments. make sure the men don't get too cocky. Yeah.
Well, just the people, you know. We have a lot to thank her for.
Do you enjoy watching it?
I did, yep.
It's called Bombshell, the Hedy Lamarr story on DVD. We have a copy right here for a Simplicity B-card holder who'd like to dial up on the telephone 309-3879 and do that now. First one through, we'll win it. Hedy Lamarr story, Bombshell on DVD. And that's out now.
Obviously, it is, in the
stores. Any extras?
Any extras?
Yeah.
On the DVD?
Yes.
I don't know because I just got a link. So I really don't know.
Hi, BFM.
Hey, hello. I love the Hedy Lamarr.
What's your name? Hey.
Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. Stay there. You can have it.
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome. Thank you.
All right. There we go. I'm just going to put you through to the administration.
Administration, yep. Were you going to say administration. Something there, Tracy?
Tracy, did you want to say something? Tracy, the go ahead.
What's that?
Did you want to say something?
Did I want to say something?
Are you a wordsmith?
That's awesome.
Thank you. No, okay. Thank you very much. All the best.
I'm a wordsmith.
What's your favourite quote? Oh, on the spot. That's putting on the spot.
Oh, that's so on the spot.
That's so unfair, isn't
it? I actually really like the one Hedy Lamarr said. I think that's fabulous. But,
Yeah, same.
Sorry, I can't think of anything right now, but I am normally known for being a bit too wordy, so...
We'll have to give you the default one, which is whoop, there it is. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Maria, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
No worries.
Look forward
all,
to seeing you again with more takes on DVDs. Next week.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.